Chapter 79. Pitt's alignment was less than perfect, but not by much. The Dian's bow grazed several feet past the cutter head before the rotating teeth made contact with the tanker's hull. Though muffled somewhat by the water, the cutter emitted a screeching wail as its teeth ground against the steel hull plates. For several feet, the head simply forged a deep indentation into the tanker's side. Then the endless line of teeth caught a hull plate seam and ripped open a gaping hole. Once breached, there was no going back. The rotating cutter ball ate through the hull like a hungry beaver, fed by the forward momentum of the 8,000-ton tanker. The tungsten teeth chewed past the hull and into the stainless steel tanks that held fresh water when the ship was under load. But instead of being fresh, it was now murky green as the waters of the Bosphorus rapidly began filling the tanks. From his high perch, Pitt could see water swirling around the bottom of the forward starboard tank. He could only hope that rising waters would spill over into the port tank and dilute the explosive force of both stockpiles. But time was not on his side. Scanning the deck of the Ibn Battuta, he spotted Giordino already sneaking back to the Numa submersible. He had been replaced at the stern rail by a handful of the dredger's crew. Awakened by the racket, they stood staring dumbfounded at the physical carnage their ship was inflicting on the huge tanker just a few feet in front of them. As the cutter head bore even with the bridge, Pitt stepped to the helm and, as a final gesture, cut the rudder 15 degrees to port. Already slowed by the incoming water, the tanker might travel another half mile, Pitt guessed, before exploding, and he wanted to ensure that she was headed to the center of the channel. The head was still grinding across the hull with a metallic din when Pitt abandoned the bridge, hurrying down the stairwell to grab Laszlo and get off the ship. He didn't wait around to watch the fate of the yacht. With Maria still screaming in the Sultana captain's ear, the captain tucked the yacht up against the tanker's hull, hoping to avoid a direct collision with the dredger. He quickly noticed the subtle bank of the tanker as it eased to port, giving him a slim hope of escape. The turn allowed the yacht to pass just clear of the dredger's boom as the cutter head was pulled free of the Dian. But there was no room to escape the head itself. The masticating ball reached the bow of the yacht, striking the starboard hull. Still being dragged like a rag doll, the yacht was pulled up and across the top of the cutter head. The cutter easily chewed a 6-foot swath across the underside of the yacht's fiberglass hull before decapitating its whirling twin propellers. The yacht's thumping motors fell silent as the engine compartment flooded, and the yacht began settling by its stern. The captain stood frozen in shock, his hands still glued to the wheel. But Maria showed no such restraint. Retrieving a Beretta pistol from her purse, she stepped close to the captain, pressed the muzzle against his ear, and pulled the trigger. Not waiting for his body to hit the floor, she scurried to the yacht's bow to free them from the tanker once and for all.